Hello, welcome back to Inspired Series with Buki Shaba. I am so excited tonight. So quick story, had a terrible day yesterday. Like, have you had one of those days where it's like, it started out pretty okay. In fact, it started out great. What am I talking about? It started out great. And then it just went downhill. And it was just one thing after the other, after the other. And I'm like, what is going on in this day? It's almost like I wanted to go back to bed and just start over. But the interesting thing about it is that usually when things like that happen to me, I will get so moody and so sad. But for some reason, I just kept smiling. I'm not sure. Is it that I'm getting older? What is it exactly? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older. Maybe I'm in love. And there's just this joy, you know, like, I can't help but smile, you know, through every life's experience. Anyway, that's not why we're here tonight. Tonight I've got a special guest. Oh my gosh. All the way. All the way from the city of Ibadan. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Inspired Series, Mr. Pastor Reverend. Which is it? Brother. Please welcome my friend, Seun Abimbola. Seun, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. It's so great to be here, Buki. Although we've had a lot of informal conversation, but yeah, it's fine to be on your show.
Okay. It's good to have you too. And I want to talk about love. Are you ready to have a love conversation?
I'm not ready, but I'll try.
Seun, are you in love right now?
That's a complicated question.
Why?
Because the answer to the question about love, I don't think it's so straightforward. Yeah. So for me, it's my love journey has been on and off. There are times that it's been filled with obsession. There are other times it's been wrong affection. And I think at the moment,
what is it?
I'm just after friendship. So love for me will probably start from that place. And look at what it morphs into eventually. So that's it. But in terms of love of physical attraction or intimacy, not there.
Wow. You went deep in a minute. Wait, how did you say it? You said obsession. And what was the other one?
Wrong affection.
Spoken like a true writer. Seun is actually, I did not introduce you properly. Seun is a writer, is an editor, you know, he's a great, great speaker, amazing speaker, you know, lover of God, teacher of the word. Should I keep going? You know, great man. He's actually one of those friends that I'm actually really proud to be associated with. So thank you. I just thought to quickly introduce you. But to the point about love, wow, you said a lot. We're supposed to start out slow. You went right to the heart of it. But I like it, right? And let's start from there. We're having a conversation, right, before we started this podcast around being in a relationship and how sometimes you start out in a friendship or with a friendship vibe, and some other people come with a lover's vibe, right? So it's like, you know, the lover's vibe is a lot more, is he affectionate, is a lot more
romantic,
that's the word, you know, and it's just like they can't get enough of you. They want to touch you, they want to hold you, they want to talk to you every minute of the day. Meanwhile, the friendship vibe is more like, I got you, like, you know, they're there, they're just like this rock solid. They are okay not talking to you for a day, you know, but they just know that, yeah, that's my guy, like, you know, my G, something like that. And yeah, you're sharing an experience in that regard. Do you want to, you know, of course, not mentioning names or anything, but share that experience with us.
Well, so I was saying that for me, it's actually a lot of things to unpack. But a good place to start would be maybe the first time I felt like I was in love. And the dynamic of that relationship was that for the person I was involved with, he started out as someone who was in love, right? And for me, because I've probably never had an experience of it, I felt overwhelmed. I felt scared, right? But then I love the sweet moments. I love the spontaneous calls. Scented moments. I love the calls. I love the, waking up to notes and things like that. Yeah. I mean, when I mean notes, like text messages now, right? Yeah. Not like what, sharing the same room or something.
Yeah.
So for me, I wanted to know the person, right? I wanted to, what are your favorite colors? What books do you like to read? Of course, where are you from? Those kind of questions you ask when you're trying to build a friendship. But I think for her, it was more like, I have a crush on this person. Right, or I'm physically attracted to this person. Right. Let's go all the way in. And when we eventually went in, the tables turned. Right, so she wanted a friend, and
you had become a lover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So it made a lot of things very complicated, and I think maybe because I was quite young, I had not really been trained. Or at least I've not really learned how to show love. I mean, there are so many men in that category that a lot of people will feel like they can't love a woman except they touch them. They don't have any information about healthy expressions of affection. And for many of us, we were in that mode for quite a long time. So I think that's sort of happened to me too.
And how did that make you feel, though, when those tables turned, when you were now finally switched on, and then you felt like she had turned off? How did that affect your relationship?
It felt like a lonely journey, right? It felt like I was against the world, right? And I don't think it's a good place any man should be. Like I said earlier, there's some form of immaturity to it too.
Okay.
So you become so insecure. Any other guy that wants to take her out on work, or just a friend who needs to talk to someone, you're like, oh my God, she cares about somebody else. Oh, she's not loving me the way I want to be loved. She's not speaking my love language. Oh, she was not like this before. I mean, what you just didn't realize was that for her, the dynamics have changed, right? She just wants a friend. She wants somebody who could trust that even if I don't talk to you today, you are my safe place.
Right.
I'm coming back to you.
Right.
All right. But I want someone that will probably text me every minute like she used to. And because she has changed, you felt, oh, this person doesn't love me anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not so. And one of the things that kill relationships quite easily and quickly is insecurity. You know, I was talking to you earlier about Ross, and and as sweet as he was, that was something he didn't manage well. The insecurities around guys that were friends with Rachel. I mean, I could think about two or three examples on the top of my head. So I saw myself in that kind of mode, and I feel that unhealthy expression of love or affection can kill off a relationship quite easily. So yeah, so that's it.
Wow, that's really something. Yeah, and I'm sorry you felt that way. That must have been really difficult. I'm trying to think in my head if I'm in that place right now. I hope not.
So I would say that if you're in a relationship and it seems like both of you are not in the same place, right, rather than, you know, come up with conjectures and all, you can actually talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, this all communication is key in relationship. I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's so many times we misbehave because we don't talk. There's so many times we, yes. And because that communication void is filled with assumptions, a lot of things get wrong along the way. So I feel that if you and your lover or friend, you know, talk about where you are in terms of your feelings, you can actually meet halfway, so to say. I mean, the core ingredient is, do you want to be with this person? Does this person want to be with me? I mean, you may not want the same thing at that particular moment, but in terms of the bigger picture,
you're on the same page. Yeah.
So if you're able to talk that through, I think both of you can guide each other into like showing yourself affection the way you want to put time in terms of where you are. So communication is really, really key. And I think for us at that time, we didn't explore that well. Maybe because we're also quite young.
All right. Thanks for that. I like that you brought a solution to it to say, hey, if just in case. And I know that, you know, interestingly, this might not even just be for single people. It could also be for married people. I feel like sometimes married people are in different spaces. You know, the woman is probably overwhelmed with one thing or the other. The man is also like overwhelmed with career or whatnot. And they're not necessarily on the same page. I think that the communication point is very valid, right? You need to talk. And I think, you know, I want to tie that to something that you had raised, Sheon, about seeking friendship. You know, you said that that's what's next for you, right? Like, you want a friend that could then potentially become a lover, but you want a grounded friendship. And I think that that's so key. But just to quickly balance it, right? Sometimes people start out as lovers. You know, it's an instant attraction for the most part, you know, and but you have to, you must deliberately build that friendship. And I think that one of the things that happens in that process is that you refine your communication. You learn how to talk to each other. You understand each other's language. You're more, you know, you're just very, you can hear each other better. You're not afraid to touch on certain subjects and things like that. I think that that's a very important process. But I'm curious though, like, are you open to, like, you know, start out as a lover and then build friendship, or you're just like, no, you know, because you kind of said it very definitively, like, I want a friend first.
So I think that for, I mean, to be honest, when it comes to affection, you really can't legislate it. I think we found ourselves having moments where we love the people we shouldn't love. Right. Maybe I shouldn't use the word love, or maybe we get attracted to people that we shouldn't get attracted to. Right. And you know, you don't plan for some of those things. I remember when I was much younger, my sister gave an analogy. I mean, I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm just trying to drive home your point that, I mean, there's a reason why God gave us one heart. It can only take one person per time.
That's a good one.
Right, and it can only take one person. And the heart, they say, loves what it loves. However, our default position should be that even if that is the case, I get attracted to somebody. What would keep the relationship long term is friendship.
Right.
I, for one, believe, or I am learning, that loving friendship is actually deeper than romantic love as we understand it.
Right.
Right. And there are so many other...
What's that one? That's the filial, right?
Yes. The brotherly love.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't do all those Greek stuff, but yes, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, but in simple terms, there is a lot to unpack in friendship. Now, there is this... there's this feeling of longevity that friendship gives to you, right? Which, that safety, many times you don't find it in romantic love.
Sometimes I see a lot of people being afraid to take the risk to go into a relationship with someone because they are afraid that it might break up, right? I don't think people go into friendship with that kind of fear.
No, you just like,
I mean, that would be very strange. Let's be friends. People like that. You understand? Because friendship is more organic.
Right.
There's no pretense around it.
For the most part.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go into a friendship trying to scam the other person, especially if you accept you're a bad person. All right. So that's how I feel friendship grows. And then every ingredient needed to make a relationship work then begins to grow, like loyalty, like openness, vulnerability. I mean, that's what friendship provides for you. A lot of times, attraction doesn't get you there. There is the tendency to want to put your best feet forward. Like, I want this person to see the best of me because I want her to like me. Friendship doesn't do that. Friendship says, I want you to see me.
Who I am.
Exactly.
Seriously.
And then from there, other things can gonna happen. So I feel even if what you start with is, I want this person to see me, I mean, don't forget to scurry back to
Laura Kosha, you're that place for a friend.
I mean,
Kosha, I'm a matchmaker by day. You know this, right? Are you open?
Why are you so sure? Why are you so sure I don't have a friend?
Which friend do you have?
She might probably hear this.
I was about to say something, but you would have identified somebody, so let me not say it. Okay. We'll keep it. So is there a friend somewhere? I remember building friendship with you. wait. You're not building friendship with multiple people, are you? That's going to be a problem.
That would be scandalous, right?
Okay, so it's just one person.
That would be ungodly.
Just one person. Answer the question.
I mean,
she can have hope when she hears this.
I fight my battle each day.
Like, it's me. It's talking to just me.
I fight my battle each day.
You're building friendship with me. So whatever happened to Dia Interestingly, Shea and I went to University of Ibadan together, but we did not know each other for the 4 years that we spent. And I ended up meeting Shea on Facebook when I was doing my master's. Yeah. Anyway.
So for Dea Shake.
No, we're not talking about Dea Shake. Oma, it will take us on.
I'll tell you why I'm not.
We'll do another podcast. We'll do another podcast for Dea Shake. So I was going to say that Shem is a great writer. And he used to write a lot on Facebook back in the day. And some of us were like, just like, oh my God, this guy is so great. You know, we became fans and we became friends. And yeah, here we are today. Anyway, I think for me, right, this is a very long podcast and it's very chill. I hope people have picked one or two things. But just to reiterate, right, friends and lovers, it is possible that there are two friends in a relationship at the same time, or there are two lovers in a relationship at the same time, but it's also very possible that there is a friend and a lover who are together, which then means that it will feel like one is blowing hot and the other is sort of blowing cold. You know, they would have a mutual love, but like you feel like one is stronger than the other for the most part, and that can be worrisome, right? But I think Shane has given a great antidote or a great fix for that, which is have a conversation. It doesn't mean break up. It doesn't mean, oh, it can't work, or, oh, you know, you can't evolve. Like he said, he started a relationship being the chill guy, just like, oh, I like her, but just chill. And the girl was like, oh my gosh, she's so great. It's so great. It's so great. And then they decided to go deeper into the relationship, and the girl is like, you know, I just like him as a friend. And then he's like, oh my gosh, I can't do it, you know. And they had that season and they eventually broke up, unfortunately. So I think we all just need to talk more to each other, to one another, right? Yeah. So clearly I'm in love. That's why I'm doing this podcast. In case you haven't figured that out. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm admitting it to the world. I'm gonna shout it on the rooftop! Yeah, can you hear this? Okay. Shout out to you, bro. Did I just call him bro? Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you, bro.
You're doing this to me. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I don't know. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you for listening. She'll say bye-bye to my fans. My podcast people.
Bye. And your fans, bye. Liking my bad voice.
What's that sound? Okay, guys. Until next time. Goodbye.